The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello. Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your front. Today is, October 11th already, 2015. We're sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com. Dr. Wong is a regular on this show once a month, and he's sponsoring me for Iceland. He's just a great guy. www.docsprefer.com. Secondly, Sorenex.com, 803-978-2253, extension 111. Obviously, Bert and Richard have helped me out big time, sponsoring me for Iceland with their world-famous Diamond Bar. This is a trap bar that you can literally put in the power rack and pull anything you want with it, and you can press it overhead. It's a phenomenal piece of equipment. I got to tell you, it's one of the nicest pieces of equipment I've ever used, too. Their generosity, like, all the people on here to me, I greatly appreciate. So go out to Sorenex.com. Tell them Eric sent you. Hearts Collision. This is for New York State residents. HeartsCollision.com. Obviously, everybody knows I'm training Laurie and Alex's son, little Al, here. 2 weeks ago, he pulled his biggest trap bar deadlift, 250, and he pulled it with ease. He's put 10 pounds on now in 15 weeks. This kid's phenomenal. And he just wrote a whole story about me and his training here, and I'm going to put it up. I'm going to try to get up today or tomorrow. I can't thank this kid enough. You talk about compliments, God. If you got an ego, your ears will melt off you. But he's the real deal, and I couldn't be happier working with this kid. It's a pleasure, let me tell you. You can call them at 518-477-7937. Tell them Eric sent you. We got my boy Donnie Gianfardino. This guy was on the show, and I got to get his show up quick because we're behind. There's a lot of things going on here. Wait till you see. We're going to have an avalanche of things coming, so get ready. 8xclub.com. That's ADEXCLUB.com. Donnie's originally a New Yorker, and we had him and Carmen Caputo and myself on the other day. You think it was something out of a Godfather movie, man. It was great. He's got these clubs, Indian clubs. You talk about genius. He figured a way to unscrew ends and put weighted ends on, so they go from 2 to 25 pounds. He had a terrible shoulder injury for 10 years. Of course, he tried everything, and they wanted to operate on him. Well, he came up with his own creativity. He's got a healthy shoulder now, and he's got a hell of a product. And I should have mine here next week, and I'm going to do the same thing for my shoulders. This guy is the greatest, man. Go out and talk to him. He is unbelievable. He's down in Florida. That's where they manufacture everything. Go out to 8xclub.com. Tell Donnie we sent you. Before we get started with things, I'm going to go on a couple other things. But obviously, the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle, FiorelloBarbo.com. Free ebook. Give me your email. Commit and take action. That's it. Strength times power equals success. The winner's circle. Those are my two biggest products to date. Go out and check those out at FiorelloBarbellCo.com or get ready to launch everything. The film, I believe, is almost done. I'll talk to Chris this week and wait to see these two products. Especially, well, they're both outstanding. They will change your life. And we're going to go into them more and more as we get closer to the launch date. And don't forget sponsorship, $500 a month, but you get at least you're going to get anywhere from five to 16 podcasts a week with me. That you're mentioned in the beginning and the end, and sometimes even during the show, depending on who we're talking to. And this all goes, the $30 out of the $500 goes to muscular dystrophy, which is what both companies are based off here. As everyone knows, my brother Jimmy died of muscular dystrophy. And these go for flu shots. I know a lot of people don't believe in them, but look, I'm not going to sit there and fight with MDA.
These people were nice enough to deal with me. The $30 comes out of the $500. It gives these children flu shots. My brother Jimmy died because of the flu. He got pneumonia and they couldn't save him. And I'll tell you one other thing. Go, if you ever get a chance to go to a muscular dystrophy chapter in your area, go in there if they'll let you through. Meet some of these kids. You think we're tough? I know firsthand what tough is, man. And you know what? They always got a smile on their face. And I'll tell you, it puts a lump in my throat every time I talk about this because you don't realize, man, we're lucky. I'm not going to get into anything else. But go out, jump on board. We're going to be over a million strong, I promise. Join us, man. We want you all at our table. We're going to be around for 25 years, and we want to help you make your brand big and ours big too. So go out to Fiorella Barbell Co. or Motivation Muscle. Click on sponsorship. We got Eric Gutman on here today, but before I bring Eric in, and I'm going to say something. I've been saying this about everybody that's really been big here with me in a lot of other ways than just on the air. And Eric is one of those guys. Eric and I could probably talk for a fucking week if we wanted to. This guy's been nothing but great with me and the company, and I thank him for that. And I'm thanking a lot of people because we're getting down near the end of the year, and I want people to know that they've helped me out, and I hope I've helped them out, and more than just getting them on the air here. It's very important to have good friendships with people and work with people. And like I said, Eric is one of those people, and I'm very lucky to have him on board. But before we bring Eric in, I watched Rocky II last night. As everybody knows, I'm a huge Rocky fan. And at the end, if everybody remembers, when he beat Apollo Creed, and they're interviewing him, and it's like the last couple minutes of the movie. And he's standing there, and they're talking to him, and he's like, you know, especially at the end when he says to my wife at home, you know, yo, Adrian, I did it. But not only that, it's like, you know, they're like, we love you, Rocky. And he's like, I love you, too. And he's like, besides my kid, you know, basically, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. That's what I'm going to ask you right now. What are you looking at? What are the best things that are ever going to happen to you? What is it you want to happen to you? And you know what? Can you do it? Just like he said to his wife, I did it. Can you do it? That's what I'm asking all of you today. Eric Gutman is a naval officer, strongman, trainer, he's an author, and we're going to talk about today. As you all know, Eric and I have worked on two projects together, called 533 and brand new one, Knuckle Down. And we're going to go into both of them. Before we bring Eric in to talk about that, Eric, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thanks a lot. It's always a pleasure, and thanks for your kind words.
You're welcome. You earned them, believe me. Eric, just give a short bio, and you know what we want to do. Let's go in and just, as they say, kick the can. How's that?
Well, you know, if you have to put it in a nutshell, I am a naval officer, and because during military, you come in contact with, that life is finite. I want to know how I can live as long as I can, as best as I can, and get rid of the finite and put an in before it. And you can look at what I'm doing at ericgutman.com, ericgutman.com. And it's very exciting that one of those things is what we are working together on. So whenever you're ready, shoot away.
All right. Now, we started with 533, and I know everybody's heard about it probably for the last year, but I wanted to tell everybody up front here, the business is in a very high-end growth phase right now. It does cost a lot of money to get these projects off the ground, and right now we're concentrating on a couple other things, but these two things are very big and dear to me, and they're going to be the next stuff that's coming. The Knuckle Down, obviously, is going to be later, and we'll explain that as we get through with this with Eric. 533. Eric, why don't you break that down for everybody, and just how do I want to do this? Let's kind of just briefly let's walk them through what we do here with that program and what you found, you know, structurally with your body. Obviously, we know you put body weight on, and it was good, solid body weight. And let's just talk about strength. So let's kind of get into the gist of 533. Just kind of break it down in a very digestible manner, if you would, please.
Well, I think that the best way to explain 533 is basically your is the best course on dead stop training you could ever do. And it not only will teach you how to implement dead stop training, it will teach you how to use your body. Because as you train at each different stop level, you know, top, middle, and bottom, it's a whole different exercise. You know, starting a squat from the bottom position without any momentum or stretch reflex is a totally different beast than just, you know, unracking the weight and then going down and up. So I found it was really not only teaching me what dead stop is, but also teaching me how my body works, you know, and by doing that, I actually got stronger again. You know, maybe for somebody this is not that huge, but, you know, I put on 5 pounds of muscle, or, you know, I put on 5 pounds of body weight in an 8-week period. Again, you know, is that impressive? It depends on what you're doing, you know. But at this stage in the game where I wasn't really looking to gain weight, I just wanted to get stronger, to have those extra 5 pounds of muscle and kind of be at a strength peak was very, very nice. I think one of the things I was telling you, like at the beginning, you know, I think the most I could do on the top end was like the 225. Right. By the end of the 8th week, that wasn't my one rep max. That was my work weight. So I saw huge increases in strength again. Something that we talked about, you made me break my rule. I have a rule about not putting anything more than 315 pounds on the bar, just for safety reasons, you know. And again, here I am going way, way above it. Again, the safest way to train a whole body isometric is to put 500 pounds on the bar and you do the top end squat where you're just doing the top 25% of the move, because, you know, you will recruit force to move the 500 pounds. But again, if you hold that for 5 seconds, you're teaching your body, your upper back, to hold 500 pounds. And again, to me, that's very interesting because that is an isometric contraction that your body is doing. So while, yes, to get the full leg benefit, you want to do that deep squat or work all the stages, just holding 500 pounds in the top position, which is something that most people will never do or try, is something that you do routinely using dead stop training. And that in itself is priceless. And again, it's one of the safest ways to train with heavy weights.
Hey, Eric, you know, and that's what we're talking about structurally here. I mean, you're holding stuff. Look at, you know, everybody's always worried about the core. Well, I'll tell you what, and I won't use that word other than just now. You want to build a midsection, you start holding weights like that on your shoulders and standing there for time, you have the most rock-hard set of abdominals you've ever had in your life. Now, it's going to come down to what you're feeding yourself, too. But from a structural phase with this, and you've experimented with 533 now enough, did you notice anything like, this is what I notice when I'm really training this stuff heavy and it's really agreeing with me, is this. I seem to walk much better. And by this, I want to explain to everybody is my gait, meaning how you walk, put one foot in front of the other, how you stand, how you hold yourself. Unbelievable. It's like, you know, I remember reading back in the day when they would train people, like models, how to walk and things like that. You know, put something on top of your head and balance it and try to walk straight and hold your posture like that. Did you find structurally now, and you're, let's everybody, for anybody that doesn't know, Eric and myself, we both are athletes, all right? And Eric does a lot different things than me with mobility and things like that. He's very, very good. That's his, one of his fortes too. But being a guy that does all that stuff, more than I would think, that's what I'll say. Did you find from 533 any structural changes that stuck out on you?
Yes, the biggest thing, and it's very psychically rewarding, is your ability to connect your whole body and use your whole body as a single unit. I'm going to explain what I mean by that. When I was in Honduras training people, and again, we're working on the dead stop training and getting strong using the overhead press, yep. A lot of the bodybuilders would try to only use their shoulder girdle, right? Mm-hmm. And you could tell because sometimes they'd be standing on one leg, so clearly – if you're on one leg and kind of the other one's just on the ball of the foot, you're kind of like, you know, just leisurely holding it, means you're not connecting both heels And pushing from the ground and using your whole body as one unit. And it's funny because I told them, like, you know, and I did it over and over with them. When I do an overhead press now, what I feel I'm doing is I'm literally aligning everything structurally, and then I send my energy, my force down, and then I relax my body and I transfer the energy efficiently so that basically my whole body is lifting the bar. And when you do that, you're going to feel a whole body connection. That means that when I have a successful overhead press, especially when you're doing those 225 and above lifts, you're going to feel that you connected your body from the heel, the calf, the hamstrings, the butt, the whole spine, spinal erectors, shoulders, bicep, forearms into one unit. And when you get that feeling, it's very rewarding because your brain gets activated a different way. And there's something very it's very hard to explain to somebody that has never felt it how rewarding it feels to your body. It's almost like your body's thanking you for doing that because you're training your whole body as a unit as opposed to trying to purposely isolate the shoulder. Maybe you get a little bit of trap, like if you sit down or you try to disconnect your body. When you connect your body, A, you're going to move a lot more weight, and they all did once they finally got it. But then, you know, it also starts tying into the breath and the mind, right? Because you're going to do something that's pretty close to maximal. And, again, this is not like a seated dumbbell press where you're not working with maximals. You're looking to pump up the body. This is like, holy shit, how much can I lift? And you're probably going to get one good rep. And if you need to rest, you need to rest.
Right.
That's what I told them. And I said, you know, sometimes when I do five reps, I do one perfect rep. I stop. I'll take two deep breaths. But by the time I do the third rep, it's so taxing on the body that, you know, I may need to take four or five breaths. And then I do the lift. Because that's a type of intensity that you're going to put into it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And to move that kind of weight, you need to be structurally efficient. Otherwise, you're going to get injured, and your body will teach you. If something starts to feel off, you go, well, what's off? And you start learning how to align the joints. That's why I say it's the greatest education on dead stop training and structure on how to use your body.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is about it, too? Now, your son Max, obviously – you're starting to get him into this stuff more and more, and he's got an interest for it. I have Alex here. Obviously, we're doing different things because we have to have him for basketball, but we are on the strongman, the whole train here. I'd love to put him on – I'm probably going to put him with squats near the end of the year, dead stop. We're going to start right away with that. But my feeling is this. I'd love to have a kid that really wants to say, okay, whether it's your son with MMA or I get him with strongman or I get one kid that wants to play football. I would love to train them specifically on what you and I, which we're going to move into the next segment shortly about our newest program here called Knuckle Down. And when you hear this thing, when you're going from 533 and a knuckle down, I think that you're going to see two of the best, and I'll say that without a doubt, power rack training that's ever been created and out there, especially the way we're going to teach you how to match them up with stones and sandbags, how to bring them in light and heavy and light and heavy and move them in and out for distance. This is a lot of experimentation and a lot of hard work, but what I want to get back to with the boys, If these kids buy into this type of program, you know, if Eric's son really likes this, and you know, and obviously he's going to have to do other things, but I'll guarantee you this: if he gives this thing a shot, and he's got a hell of a teacher with him, and Eric develops him the way we're doing these two programs, I would almost put a stamp on it. I don't know how this kid will get beaten unless he just doesn't come in mentally right that day. Because the mental education you get from this, I know everybody's putting out books everywhere under the sun about the mental game. I'll tell you two things. I've said them on and on. And I'm going to have a book for you that's going to blow your mind about the mental game. Train alone, rack train for 1 year. Call me up and tell me if it didn't work for you. I'll leave it at that. Eric, if you want to elaborate that on what I just said, be my guest. If not, and I hope you will elaborate on it. Let's obviously go into strength next with the rack. So take it away.
So just two things real quick, and I've said this before with you and the Debt Stop training. If at some point you don't get a little bit of fear when you load that weight in the rack, then you're not doing it right.
Right.
And if at some point you don't have – like it you don't see stars or circles or you basically push your body to the edge, then you're being too easy on yourself. That's what I'll have to say about 533 and Dead Stop training and the kind of weights you want to use. And again, everybody's different. Regarding my son, I was telling you before the call that basically every Sunday I'm taking him, and then he gets to do whatever part of the new program, Knuckle Down Training, we're in. So he's doing MMA, sometimes taking up to three classes a day. So he'll do MMA, jiu-jitsu, and wrestling, you know, and he'll, or, you know, depending on schoolwork now, it varies. But basically, he's got like three solid months of bodyweight training on him. And my father, I may have mentioned in a previous call, you know, he was a Greco-Roman wrestler in Hungary.
Yep.
And, you know, he got to be the fourth in Hungary before he escaped. So he does know a thing, you know, because when you go up against a whole country and then they do the national rankings and you're number four, it means you know something about the game, you know. And what he told me and what he told Max is that he was doing really well. Again, you know, Max is 13, taking classes with men. There's no children there. It's all men, especially the wrestling part. And he told me and he told him, look, Max, you're doing great, but you need to get some size and strength so that these people can't overpower you.
Right.
So, you know, that kind of got in his mind, right? And I think he was actually we were talking about it, and he overheard it, you know, because right now my office is in the living room because I'm the house we move into. So he overheard it. He's like, I want to do that, Dad. So, again, took him last Sunday, and we did it. And, again, he's never really done – a weighted squat. I've put like I've had him done isometric squats where the bar doesn't really move, you know. So I said to him, "Look, we're gonna do from the mid range." And again, I was at 315, just easy peasy, just getting my reps in because I'm training my body. You know, like you said, I'm starting again, so I'm starting at the lower weights to rebuild a foundation. So I said, "Let's just so if you're 140, let's see if we can get you to 185. I think would be a good thing for you." So, you know, we started like at 135, too easy. We kept on working with him. So at the end of the day, his first time putting weight on a bar, again, from the mid-range, so it's not a full body, and it's not a full deep squat, he got up to 205. So I said, hey, Max, if you got up to 205 on the very first time we started working with this strength thing, that means you could easily hit 315 in 6 months if you like dedicate yourself to it. Now he's already doing MMA, so he's getting plenty of the body weight and the skill work, you know, on a constant basis. So I'm saying like we're gonna train once a week.
Yep.
So it's gotta be heavy, you know, and then we did some of the what I like if you could say 533, compare it to Knuckle Down. So 533 is like your best education on strength, and it will be easier to put on weight. If that's what you want. Now, Knuckle Down training combines strength and conditioning because after we did the squats, we did the sandbag sprints, and he loved it, you know, because I told him, like, you're going to squeeze that bag like you're going to choke someone out, right? And then with that full body upper contraction isometric, you're going to sprint. And again, and we're doing like there's a track on the base, so first we did like a quarter track, then a half track, then three quarters track, then a full. You know, we're doing it, you know, systematically.
Yes.
And I said, how does your upper body feel? Even though you didn't do anything for your upper body, he's like, he's feeling his chest, his back. So I said, okay, how powerful is your choke going to get in jiu-jitsu if you keep on training this way for 6 months? Again, working on squeezing the crap out of that sandbag, crush the rice inside that sandbag as you sprint. And, you know, his eyes went big, and he could see. He says, like, I like this. And, you know, even he was – the next day he was more affectionate, giving me hugs, you know.
Yeah.
And, again, it's a great way to build a human up, and it's also a great way to bond with a person. And, again, I'm excited. Today is my day to do the one-sided training. I told him about it. So I said, hey, here's a great day today. to figure out what your numbers are. You know, let's see how much you can do one-sided in a row. Let's see how much you can do. And say, I don't know. We've never done dumbbells with you. So let's see what your number is. Are you excited about seeing how strong you can lift? And it's all one rep. So if you can master it, let's move on to the next one until you find out what's the heaviest amount you can lift safely today. So I'm excited about that.
I'm fired up just talking about
it. And I am too.
But you know, now if you don't mind me asking, now is he younger than Lil Al? Is he 13 or 12?
He's 13.
Okay, so is he tall? Like, I mean,
He's gonna be taller. I mean, like it was funny because you know when people talk to me, I say that you know you should only train heavy once you've hit puberty. And you know he's almost my size. You know he's 13, but people think he's 16.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, that's good and bad because if people assume he's 16, they don't know he's got the innocence of a 13-year-old, right? I gotta kind of like say, hey, you know, that's a separate subject. But the thing is this, that he kind of goes, Dad, I hit puberty like in fourth grade, man. So he's you know, again, I think I'm 6'2". He's probably going to be 6'3", 6'4". He's right now, I think he's like 6 feet right now.
Well, the reason why I'm asking that is because this type of training, too, we always get into the testosterone growth hormone. I mean, these movements that we're doing, I don't care if you're 13 or you're 45, you're going to gain like crazy because – you know, when you're talking about having those hands and doing choke outs and all that, just think too, you know, when you're walking up to a bar to grab it and you shake it or you twist it, those things are all fundamentally building those hands like you wouldn't believe. But the thing with what I got and you've got here is you got two young men. I mean, Lil Al is 6'1" and a half already at 14, okay? His father's probably, I'd say he's 6'4". I think Lil Al's going to be taller than him. I really do. I think his father's bone structure might be bigger, too. But we'll see. He's still a kid. But the thing is with 533 now, we've got into the strength. Your strength went exponentially up, obviously. And we know that you put 5 pounds of solid weight on, which is incredible. I mean, you know, Eric's not 18 years old, you know. And, I mean, for him to be able to – and not that he's an old man – but what I'm saying is, if you listen to Muscle Rags, by the time you're 20 years old, you're finished, okay? You can't gain anymore, and you can't gain any more strength. Well, right here, we're going to prove to you everybody's full of shit. I got news for you. And it doesn't matter if you're 13, 14, 41, or 42 here. You're gonna, and not only that, it makes you look youthful. But 533 to me, you know, is like the kicker. That's the one. That's the one that's got the big mule kick into it. But now we're going to get into, well, I guess I would say this would be like the proverbial Hulk punch right to the face that puts you about 100 friggin' yards down the road. But look, I had approached Eric about this a while ago about knuckle down. And I ran a lot of it by him, but as we get into this more and more, and what I'm using this for mainly is to go away to lift stones, no matter where it is. I wanted to really exploit the rack, and I know as I get closer, we're probably going to have to flip-flop them where the stone's going to have to come first for everything. The rack will probably get minimized a little bit just to see, to save me. But then again, I don't know, because the way I formulated this, it might not have to be that way. You know, this is a gutsy move on my end because this kind of stuff can go or can blow up on me because I'm specifically going to go and lift big stones in Iceland and Scotland and wherever I can get my paws in the next year. So we're doing that. But knuckle down, when I approached Eric about him, I said, look, we like the rack stuff. I want to get into some rack work, but I want to use it specifically to train stones for Iceland. And as everybody knows, we just came out with a crusher, and we're working with some other people right now to come out with one. I wanted to get one down to Eric to start training on it, give me massive feedback, and the stone will be light enough where Max can start using it too. That's why I did this one like this, because it can serve everybody. It'll have all the dimensions of the monster that I have here that's 185 empty, but you'll be able to get it at about 70, 80 pounds where – just about anybody can deal with that. And this is where this stone is going to be so beneficial to everybody, okay? Now, that was the idea of this. Now, Eric and I have been working on this not quite a month yet. I'll tell you where I am right now. I'll just give you this much. We're training three positions on the rack. Mostly everything is in singles, obviously, and it's mated up with the stones. Now, Eric's using sandbags right now mainly because we want to get him a stone, but we'll figure that all out. And we, as everyone knows, sandbags, you can make them any size you want. They are very safe, too, especially for his son. It's really the way to go right now until he really gets a foothold on everything. But what I can tell you is this. I'm going into the third week tonight, and that'll be bottom position. The power I've built already. Now, if everybody's been paying attention, I've had some shoulder issues for the last 3.5 months. It slowed me down with everything. I was like, I'm healed pretty much now. What do I want to do? What do I want to go into? And how am I going to expedite? That's not the word I want to use. Expedite my strength as quickly as possible without having any more damage done. To me, the power rack is the safest, strongest piece of apparatus out there. Other than a barbell, there's nothing better. Secondly, if you learn how to use this rack properly, go back and look at articles by the great Anthony DiTillo. I implore you to go read about Anthony DiTillo. If there was anybody out there, you know, Bud Jeffries has done massive amounts. But Anthony DiTillo, for my money, is the guy to go out and read about. Because Anthony, he was like a guy that just studied this thing. And you look at him, Anthony was probably 5'7", 330. I've never seen a set of traps on a human being other than maybe David Riegert or Ahola, where they had that picture of him on Milo's cover. Unbelievable, the trap spinal erector. You could put your fist in the middle of his back and it would disappear. But DiTillo broke this down in Iron Man, which that'd be something, you know, you'd have to call Bill Hinburn on. But he wrote for a while for Milo magazine. It was probably in the mid to late 90s. Phenomenal stuff. But if you take this routine that Eric and I are doing again, we're not going to have this done until probably spring of next year. And then we've got to put it all together and put it out or go away or come back. This will be the most extensive, densely building body, monster, mass, tendon, ligament, strength, endurance, running. You can pick the fucking shit up and throw it through the wall. That's all I can tell you. Eric, as you can tell, man, I'm just fucking fired up right now, dude. What do you feel right now? You've done 533 extensively like myself, and now you're tracking into the big thing here. What's your take on knuckle down so far? What do you think?
Well, I think it's first of all, I love it, and it's as you were talking, I was reflecting on it, and you know, on 533, I usually was around 218, 220.
Yeah.
I've been doing knuckle down for 3 weeks, just like yourself, because we started at the same time.
Yep.
So right now, the last time I measured myself was at 214. So I've noticed that with knuckle down, you know, I'm dropping a little bit of a weight because I'm doing more of the conditioning. But the funny thing, and again, I'm not a bodybuilder. I'm not training for aesthetics.
Yeah.
But I find it really interesting that, you know, I go to the gym. So, of course, yeah, I'm in a base, so I got to take a shower before I go to work. And, you know, so, of course, you know, you kind of see what the effects of your training are. And it gives you, I guess the best way I could say, it gives you kind of like a gladiator's type body where, you know, it's not like you're all ripped and stuff like that. But it's like your upper body, like your shoulders, your upper body gets this weird, like, pumped strength. And the conditioning gives you this leanness to yourself. And I didn't hit upon it until the last time where, like, I remember the first time I think I told you, I came home from trying it out, and I'm taking my shirt off, about to take a shower at home, and I tell my wife, like, I don't know, this is psychosomatic, but I could swear I look a little bit bigger upstairs, you know?
Yep.
And she says, yes, you do. And it's so basically that isometric contraction from holding the 80-pound sandbags. And, again, my sandbag is a duffel bag with 420 pounds of rice. So that's how simple a sandbag can be.
Yep.
And I got another 20-pound bag of rice that when I want to go up to the next level in the same duffel bag. But when I was doing one where I was going for the very heavy singles off like a partial, you know, you go and you do that, and then, again, like I had like the little like two scratch marks on my shoulders of where that thing hit when I put it on my shoulder. But again, you know, it shapes your body in a very, very interesting way that, again, I'm not a bodybuilder, but there's a certain aesthetics to it that I found very surprising. And, again, I think it's the best of both worlds because you're doing your strength and conditioning in a very simple and condensed format. I was telling you before the call that my wife has a cousin, and, you know, he's put on a lot of weight, and he's trying to take it down. But he got a scare because of he went to a checkup and the blood pressure, and now they're going to put him on meds.
Yep.
He's concerned about that. So right now he's on the lowest dose, which is like 5 milligrams of whatever the hell the blood pressure medication is. And he says that now because of that scare, he really wants to address health. And he said, hey, can you build something for me? And I said, sure, man, come with me and you'll do what I do. And then he starts like, hey, look, man, like, you know, he's overweight. He hasn't trained in years. And I go, stop. Look, I work with principles. So you're going to do the exact same thing I'm doing, but I'm going to tailor it to where you're comfortable. And you don't have to prove anything to anybody, okay? So I said, look, just I'm going to do top-end squats with 500 pounds. That's not what you're going to do. Since you're starting out, I just want you to kind of feel what a squat feels like. So I would, you know, tell him, take the 50-pound, because I had a 50-pounder for him. So take the 50-pound sandbag, squat down, squeeze it tight to your body, and come up into one good squat, and then drop it. So you're doing a single, I'm doing a single. I'm using 500 pounds, you're using 50 pounds. But the principle is the same. We're both squatting, okay? So once you break away that layer of, holy shit, what's this guy going to make me do? Is that safe, you know? Then he realized that he was getting good at it. He was getting better at it. He felt really good. He says, okay, so again, there's no rush. We're working on strength, perfect form. And then we went and did the sandbag sprints. And, you know, at first it was like, hey, I don't know. It's like, okay, look, stop. Like, remember, I'm not going to force you to do anything that you can't do. All I want you to think about is the principle. So we're looking at about 100 feet, 50-pound sandbag. I'm going to squeeze the crap out of it and sprint as fast as I can. Look, if all you can do is hold it and walk, then that's all you do. Man, and he did it like a trooper. Of course he walked, and of course he took longer breaks. But, man, he did those 10 sandbag carries like a trooper, never complained. I could tell it was tough at the end, you know.
Yep.
And then he goes, I feel great. Man, I love this thing. And I go, you see, there's no need for barbell curls. There's no need for dumbbell curls. There's no little pink dumbbells. You've got two big movements. And I said, now, it's simple, not necessarily easy to do. So simple and easy are two separate things. So because he was thinking, like, what should I guess? Like, all you need to do is with one sandbag, you've got all the weight training and all the conditioning you need, right? And it's simple. You can do it outdoors. And so he's really, really happy. And then we did a little bit of the neck work. So I took him to a neck machine, which I regularly don't use. But since I'm doing so much neck work now, I do like what you call it, like bridging one day. So I try to vary it. Every day is different, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, look, we're doing one set of 20 in each direction, but, you know, again, treat it as therapy. Do one perfect rep and tie it into your breathing and let it kind of, you know, stretch out, get out the kinks. We're going to use a medium to lightweight. So you do 20 continuous reps. Again, not fast, but, like, treat it as therapy. And then at the end he says, wow, I feel it. Like, it feels really good in my neck. Exactly. On my heavy day, I go three times as heavy as – because I was using, like, a 25-pound plate. Like, I put up to 70 pounds when I'm doing a heavy day, but today's just, you know, 25 pounds, real nice and relaxed. Awesome. He felt great. And again, that's the kind of thing I go, he's trying to change his life. He's trying to figure out a way, you know, to do it. He thought it was going to be complicated. And he says, no, look, that's all you need to do. 10 singles, 10 sprint, boom, done. And I'm looking forward to seeing his results in 3 months.
This is what the label of a good trainer is. This is what you're doing. You're taking a guy that if he went to somebody and they really wanted to rip him off, they could have just taken him and hung him, man, because it'd be like, well, maybe we should go over here and do it on this turn or that. No, what you did is you did that point, this, you know, the straight point, point to point, man. All you do is follow a straight line, okay? People, that seems like foreign to people, because if it's not convoluted and complicated, it doesn't fucking work. This guy here, if he sticks with what you gave him, which is like the offshoot of knuckle down, he's going to have phenomenal results. And then, you know, at that point, maybe he's going to want to learn how to train with weights, you know, and he probably has. But, I mean, you know, the education will be different. That's what's most important. But, you know, the thing that you're doing for him more than anything here, and we always get into this, but this is imperative, especially with this program, is look what you did to him in one session mentally.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Right? I feel great. Okay. He wasn't saying that when he walked in the first 2 minutes with you. He was looking for every way to tell you why he can't do it. All right. So this is the biggest fundamental thing of this whole program. Besides getting as big as you want to be, as fast as you want to be, all right, you can become mentally charged like you never have. And there will probably be stuff we're going to do about this whole thing with the mental things we've dealt with, because – see, one thing I like about what we do here at M&M is this, and with FBC, and I've said this before, and I'll say it till I can't say it anymore, is everybody on here has done everything we talk about. You're getting, you know, you're getting whatever's going on in our garages, gyms, naval, you know, wherever Eric is, whether he's on base training or anywhere, okay, or he's in Honduras. The point of the matter is, everything we're talking about is stuff we're either doing or we've done, all right? And, you know, there's not a lot of people out there doing that. You can slick up everything you want and hire models and do all this, and maybe that will sell you what you want, but here's my deal. I'd rather have things bare bones, simple, and I know that, you know, I know people like the look and all that, but I got news for you, man. You're going to love your look when you've done this for a year and you put everything you have into it. I'm going to tell you, these programs, man, Eric and I have talked about it, and I say this on every show, I can take a sandbag and turn you into a superhero. No, you can't. Yes, I can. Well, I can't lift like you. I don't lift as much. That doesn't matter. I can parse it down to anything I got to do. Well, what's going to happen if it doesn't work? Well, it will work. Well, what do we do? Well, we'll make adjustments. How do you think I took and knocked 43 pounds off Dennis when he was pre-diabetic, all right? And I'm not going to lie to you. I had a bitch of a time getting him going. It was unbelievable. I mean, there were points where I was like just ready to tell him, go the fuck home, man. Go home. But see, I won't do that to people. Now he's back. He wants to go away to Iceland again next year. I've been training him and little Al together for the last 2 weeks, and I'm just about ready to come on board, and then we're going to really have a show. But this is what is so important and so valuable about this thing. Before you discount what we're talking about here is it's too hard or I've never done it or these guys are too advanced and I'm not, let me just caution you on things like that. Those are the things that you should go after and really think about and talk to Eric and I about if you so choose. Instead of buying an infomercial that looks great with people that have either been doing athletics their whole life or they're, you know, they're performers. You know, these are actors, okay, in case you haven't figured this out. We're not actors, right? Everything we've been doing for years, and everything we put out there is the real deal. It's genuine, and that's why people send me things and say, Eric, it's the most authentic show I've ever heard in my life. Eric, I didn't train for 10 years. I listen to your show. I'm training. Eric, the shows are so intense. There's testosterone dripping through my speakers. What else can I tell you at this point? The shows are just going to get bigger. The stuff that we're doing here is going to get bigger, and you got a chance to come on board and do it, and that's what we're talking about. But I will tell you this about Knuckle Down. This is going to be the most extensive thing that I don't know if it'll be I ever do. It might be other things in different ways we do here, but this is big, man. This is huge, and I just think that the ability to be able to do this, we're, you know, Eric and I, as far as I'm concerned, we're going to make this the biggest CrossFit. I say that, and I say that boldly. I'm not a CrossFit guy at all, but they've taken things, brought different Olympic lifts back, and know how to market their product. Well, I think Knuckle Down can be as big as that, man, and we'll see what happens. But, Eric, I'm going to leave Knuckle Down at that because obviously, we've got to get through this first program, which we've got two more weeks, and then I will have the second program. This is going to be interesting because it's going to be different. We're going to work on two areas, and obviously the stones and the sandbags will not go away with any of this. They could change. Maybe we go to a different exercise with a carry. I know what we're going to use for this next 4 weeks after here this month. The next 4 weeks are going to be very interesting because you're going to see a strengthening factor and an opening factor that you've probably never thought of before. We're going to turn it. Eric and I are going to, in my opinion, when this thing is done, said and done, I feel we'll have our biggest openings ever at the bottom position, the biggest weights in the middle and top position, and I would guarantee Eric will be carrying, if we will have a stone of some sort for him, as fast as I can get it, I would predict he'll have no problem at any day of the week cleaning and walking a 200-pound sandbag or more, and we're not even talking, I'm talking by the end of the year. We're not talking till next May or June. I think this guy will do things, and whether he wants to come up with body weight or not, he'll probably be forced to because of the demands. But I will predict this with him too, is this. Not only will he have ferocious strength, but it's going to be something. This guy's going to be able to carry this the rest of his life. This is going to be how... This is going to drill into the core of his body. By that, I mean his bones, his ligaments and tendons, his muscles, everything. It's going to be different. It's going to be like somebody injecting a power rack into your body, and it stays there forever. That's how sure of this I am, and I know what we're going to do with it. So, Eric, we're going to obviously update everybody more on Knuckle Down. If things move the way we're going to move, we're going to have 533 out as fast as we can get it out, and I'd love to get it out by the end of the year. But these two programs are not, like I talked about in the beginning with these two I'm putting out now, these are life-changing programs. You got a kid, he's got his son Max, I got Alex here. You know, he's already dabbling in that, you know. Alex will be doing this before the end of the year with the squats. These kids and the people that get into this, you can lose weight. You can get strong as a house. You know, you want to take it and put it into your fighting or your basketball or all these other things, especially kids now. They're involved in everything, man. This will do it. So, Eric, that's my say on it. Whatever you want to add to it, be my guest. Give your information out. And just if you'd stay on the line, please, I'd appreciate it.
So, thank you. I'll just leave with a parting thought that we've talked about before. And, you know, I notice that people go through stages, you know, and in the physical, let's call it fitness world, there's a point in place where people, you know, as they're trying to figure out who they are or maybe establish themselves, they're all about ego. And yep. If you ask them to train you, they kind of take a perverse pleasure in running you to the ground saying, you see, I'm stronger than you. You see, I'm more conditioned than you. And it's not humiliation, but it's kind of like, let me put you in your place, and this is what I do, and if you break, that means you weren't strong enough. And that there's a whole mindset to that, and I think that's like a mindset of insecurity because you feel that should they excel, then what do they need you for? And I think what you found, and I think this comes with maturity as well, is that what I can do is irrelevant, A, because I don't care what you think, and B, I'm not trying to make you into me or compare you to me. I'm trying to unlock the best you. Mm-hmm. And what you said, which is very, very important, needs to be understood, is that when you work on a principle, then there's always a way to modify it to help the person. So right now, my biggest emotional charge is what I can get other people to do. And the reason I say that is I've met trainers who just basically like to berate people. So, I lifted more than you. Like they're always highlighting how much stronger they are than them. I was like, look, you know, and I don't like to say my numbers because what happens is it's intimidating. If you haven't worked out in 10 years or you're coming from an injury and you see me hoisting 500 pounds, you go, fuck. You know, and actually, he said, no, I actually want to go. I wanted you to come with me where I live because I like to train out. Like, he's giving me kind of like, let's not go to the gym to do this. Let's go outdoors. And that's why I said, look, we're going to work on a principle. So is he doing rack work? No, he's doing Zercher squats with a sandbag. However, it's like I told him, look, when you break through the barriers and you gain strength and confidence, you may want to do a squat rack. But right now, he's not doing it. Does that in any way prevent him from getting results? No. So again, that when if you ever work with someone, you know, my one thing, I'm not saying you have to work with us. I'm saying whoever you pick, do they care about your progress and do they care more about you than their ego? That would be like the one thing. And if they can't scale things down so that you can do them successfully, or if they berate you, they're not the right person. They're not the right fit. Because at the end of the day, and this happens more with people with money, if they say, well, in order to train, you have to buy this piece of equipment, whether it be a kettlebell or a specific band or whatever it is that they're making and they're making money off, it's not true.
Yep.
You don't need absolutely anything. Your improvement in fitness and health is not dependent on any piece of equipment or any specific program. The greatest thing that will help you is somebody that actually cares about you and is willing to actually train you so that you improve. And I'm just going to end with like, now he used to do a lot of cycling. That's what he wants to get back into. And then I said, we're going to warm up, you know, and all we did was mobility. And at the end of it, he says, wow, you know, now I realize that sometimes when I did some jogging and stretching, I really hadn't warmed up the body. He goes, my body feels open now. So all we did was mobility, and he felt great. A lot of his lower back pain kind of like dissipated, and he was able to do the Zercher squats, you know, all the way down on the floor with full mobility and flexibility, and he felt great. So he says, I'm really happy about the sandbag, but you really have to reteach me the mobility, because I said, look, the strength training you can do 2 to 3 times a week depending on your recovery, but the mobility you got to do every day. And again, all this means is that the person – who you choose to exchange your time and your energy with, which is really your life force, you better make sure that they care about you as much as you care about the progress you want to make and about yourself. So that's all I got. And if you are interested in what I'm doing, and again, you know, as you can see, this is all an experiment for me. You can go to www.ericgutmann.com. That's ericgutmann.com. And you can either look at the articles, there's a lot of research and information there, or you can get a product, and that way it's all packaged, and you can get that right away. Right now, I think everything is a digital download, so it's very moderately priced, and you can get it immediately, and you can start improving basically that day. And that's all I got.
I'll tell you one thing, Eric. The possibilities of these programs that we're doing, they're just endless. And this isn't a sales pitch either. It's like, once you get here in there and do this, or just take one exercise, you know, say you take the squat and learn how to dead stop it, you're going to know exactly what we're talking about, because I'm telling you something about this. It's like it will stretch not only your brain and your body, but it will just stretch who you are as an organism out there. This stuff, you'll think you're contacting another world sometimes when you're under a heavy bar with a load and trying to come up under this. I've experimented with this stuff since the 90s, late 90s, on and off. And really, you know, I've been doing dead stop squats for probably the last 15 years. The only other thing I'll do at times are front squats, but they're all dead stop too. If you go out and look on our YouTube channel, you'll see me doing them. You know, all I can tell you is this: they will change you. They will change you. And what I say, especially you know with Eric's son and Alex here, I see a confidence in him that he didn't have here. I mean, he was a very introverted kid. You know, he'd barely look up at you when you talked to him. But now he's got kind of like this shit-eating grin on his face when he's talking to you and explaining to you. And things that he used to trip over, he doesn't trip over anymore. And this is important to me, especially the young kids you're dealing with. Like, I want them to go out in the world and be confident and not let people cut them right down at the knees, because that's what the world seems to be about now. You get kids like that, man. We got leaders. We got people we can depend on that are going to take us into a whole good place. That's real important. So I'll leave it at that. This is Motivation and Muscle. This is a podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. You're sponsored by Doc's Essentials, www.docspreferred.com, soarnext.com, 803-978-2253, extension 111. Hearts Collision, this is for New York State residents, heartscollision.com, 518-477-7937. Don't forget about adexclub.com. That's our good friend Donnie G. Infardino. www.adexclub.com. Don't forget the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle on Fiorella Barbell Co. Like I said, you want game-changing, life-changing, check out our two products, Strength Times Power Equals Success and the Winner's Circle. I'm telling you right now, we're going to have a lineup of not only people I'm working with, but whether I'm working independently on these products or with like a gentleman like Eric, there's nobody out there that's going to touch our stuff. I'm telling you right now, I am so dedicated to solutions for all of us, man. Don't think that Eric and I don't have shit where we're hitting the wall and don't know what to do. We do too. How do you think I learned how to do this stuff? I hit the wall probably 10 million times, right? I didn't have anybody to go to. I sat and read. I experimented. I knew things that worked, and I did it, all right? This is the same way Eric does it. So I'm telling you right now, don't waste your bullshit time on things, man. Check out what we got and what we got coming down the road. I'm telling you right now, I stand behind everything 150%. And you know from the show, I've heard from so many of you, there's no bullshit going on here at all. So stick with us and watch what will happen. Don't forget about sponsorship, Fiorella Barbellco.com, Motivation and Muscle. Remember, that money goes to MDA. And as we get bigger, more money's going to MDA. And I've been telling people, Ned Norton, who's a good friend of mine, he runs Warriors on Wheels here in Albany, New York. And we want to get very involved with Ned next year, too. These are people that are worth our time and energy, man, and they're people that matter. So think about that. So go out, FiorellaBarbellCo.com, MotivationMuscle.com, click on sponsorship. This is FiorellaBarbellCo.com, MotivationMuscle.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes. That's what we've gotten from everybody, and we thank you for that because we are going to be over 1 million-plus strong, I promise you, and we're going to do it as fast as we can. Tell people, get people involved. That's what we're about. Come to our table. You're all welcome. I don't care who you are. Next, we're on Facebook at Fiorello Barbell, Motivation Muscle. We're on Twitter at Fiorello Eric. If there's a show that you'd like Eric and I to specifically do, go out to Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.RR.com. Give us what you want, and we'll accommodate you. I guarantee you. 4 things. If someone seeks you out in the concrete jungle or the gym, don't be afraid to give them a little encouragement because we know words can really push or they can hurt. Be very careful what you say to people. I mean, you don't have to treat people like a daisy either. But you know what I mean? Eric was just saying, you know, words, man. People love to tear you down, put you down. Well, fuck them, man. We don't care about that shit. We'll run you right over. Secondly, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to somebody or give them a smile. That might be all they get. And you and I both know, look around at people now. They just look beaten. They're always looking down. That's not good. That's not good at all. Thirdly, like tonight, go out and lift big hunks of iron, steel. Take stones and turn them into dust. And remember this, like the new stone, who's the steel crusher stone says, domination in red on both sides. Guys, we are domination, and I'll repeat this over and over again. Nobody's ever going to clip our balls. Eric Gutman, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So for Eric Gutman, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening to the show. Eric's on every month. We'll have Eric on in November, and we'll have updates, and we'll obviously he and I will have a big, big show for you. So stay tuned, everybody. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.